It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
Yeah! What's poppin'? Konnichiwa. You know what I'm saying? Wonder Bread flavor and all that shit. Yo, it's Thursday night. You know what's up. You're naked in your motherfucking living room. You ain't got done. You haven't done your laundry in about 2 months. You ain't got shit in the refrigerator. You haven't paid your cell phone bill, but you have internet. And you just tuned in to SkidRowStudios.com. And you're listening to the Nestorius Public Radio Show. I'm your host, Nestor Rodriguez, a.k.a. Nestorius.
Public Radio.
Yeah. And we got my man Rich Corbin, my usual suspect, Rich Corbin in the house.
What's up, everybody? I didn't have anything to do tonight, yeah. So I showed up, you know. I ran out of rice milk.
Yeah.
I ran out of cornflakes and rice milk.
Because he washed his ass, and he did his laundry, and he stacked up the fridge, and his shit is free to be. You know what I'm saying? and we got a little special guest in the studio tonight. We got...
Check.
Emma Carroll, young aspiring rapper extraordinaire from the East Coast. What's up, baby?
What up? Little Freckles.
Little Freckles. That's your rap name, Little Freckles?
Don't even tell them my real name.
No. Well, this is gonna be the first show. This is gonna be the first show you're on.
I don't want them to be able to track me.
Now, when people come back and they be like, "Yo, that bitch was in Nestorius Public Radio show." That's right. Little Freckles. Look.
What do you think as a rap name? Too corny?
No.
Perfect amount of corny?
Nah. I think it should be E equals MC squared.
That was my original, actually.
Because
M-E-M-C
squared. That's what it should be.
But then Little Freckles squared. Was just like,
Nah. You got
millions of dollars.
Nah, because I got you.
It's current. We got Lil Wayne, Lil Bow Wow, Freckles.
Young Freckles.
M-C squared.
Mm-hmm.
E-M-C squared.
We kicked that one around.
That's it right there.
Kicks it around.
I already told you what the name of your album is, but we're going to get into all that shit. Your first album. So let's get right into it, man. Let me do a little...
Peace, this is Common, and right now you're checking out Nestorius Public Radio. Y'all stay in tune. Love.
Right, just in case you were confused and you accidentally...
I'm sorry, what are we listening to? Can we play that one more time?
No, just in case you were confused.
Peace, this is Common, and right now you're checking out Nestorius Public Radio. Y'all stay in
tune. Was he on here?
Love.
Word. No, I interviewed him up in Calgary on the set of Hell on Wheels. But just in case you're confused and you stumbled upon the N, the P, and the motherfucking R by accident, we're here to tell you that this shit is live and direct. And we're on video. We're on fucking freestyle video. So if you want to check us out, go to SkidRowStudios.com. That's the homepage. There's going to be a little tab on the top that says live video. All right? In addition...
I didn't know it was video, just so everybody knows, before I came in here. Didn't shower.
It's all right. Believe me, the odor that you brought in here, the fucking, the scent that you brought in
like
here.
It smells like a public pool.
You know the scent that you brought in here? Just kind of like, you bouqueted that shit. Because you have no idea the shows that go on in here. Ginger Lynn is in here, man. Ass and titties.
That bag of Ponderosa pine ain't
right.
Shit.
Panties, all sorts of shit. This shit is live and direct here during the week. SkidRowStudios.com, Monday through Friday, from like 4 to 6 p.m. We got the incomparable... super duper delicious adult film star Ginger Lynn Allen. You check it out. The show's off the hook. And previous to my show, we got Dark Mark, who always has some fucking ghouly festivities going on in here. So when you come in here, it smells like, you know, like ass is what it smells like.
Pure
in
ass.
Here. Pure ass.
Bottled ass.
The pure essence of poop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway, where the fuck were we?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to listen, we're going to go all over the place. I, like always, I used to do this other show with Jam Master James, and we used to do a, an outline. And I do it. I still do it just out of, being disciplined. But we're gonna do this shit however it goes. Anyway, what I was gonna get at was you can call 1-800-893-9562 in addition to watching us live. And just in case you're fucking on crack and you're on the East Coast, it's a little after midnight. The show goes from midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're on the West Coast and you're just waking up, it's a little after 9 p.m.
I would love for someone who's high on crack cocaine to call in.
Crack cocaine. That's funny. I got a joke.
I got a joke
that says, why is it that the media always called crack cocaine? Crack is cocaine. That shit is redundant, right? Uh-huh. I said, you would never say, I want to fuck me some pussy vagina. That was, anyway. Forgive my crudeness, young miss. All right, so let's get right to it.
There is a lady present.
Right. So Little Freckles. MC Squared, or Little Freckles, as you are currently being called. School us. So you're from the East Coast. You're born in...
from New York.
New York. You drink coffee?
Constantly.
All right.
Like a whole pop before I wake up, then one on the way to work.
What's your background? You're Irish?
Very Irish.
Like 100%?
No, like 75 Irish and then like 25 French.
Okay, voulez-vous?
So, same shit.
Voulez-vous McDo? I got you. Yeah. No word. Word.
I grew up in a rough neighborhood.
So, New
Westchester.
York?
Westchester County.
Westchester County.
You're from Westchester?
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
That's it.
You're from Westchester?
That's it.
I'm looking for. That's it. You know about Marisa?
I don't know what you guys are doing.
You got to go to YouTube and you got to Google Marisa. It's a tranny.
Okay.
So Westchester. Did you always want to be a rapper? Tell me about your evolution.
Nope. Could never have predicted this.
That's how it happens sometimes. Right?
I was just, yeah. I mean, I was always like a fan of hip hop. It wasn't like big in my upbringing or anything.
Hip hop wasn't big in your upbringing?
In Westchester.
No?
No.
Why?
It just like wasn't.
Heavy D.
What did you listen to?
Heavy D was from Westchester.
I remember having like the music I remember having as a kid was like a Hanson tape.
Hanson.
They were great. Yeah,
I had like a Third Eye Blind tape.
Hanson tape.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that like this.
Garbage. What are we freestyle?
No. It wasn't anything like that.
What? Give me a beat.
Here's something I'm working on.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's called That's Dame. It's gonna be like a skit.
Yeah.
He called me a dame and he got me Judy drenched all up in my rear end. That's Helen Mirren. That's Dame. He touching all my tits. He nicknamed my clit. He called it Maggie Smith. That's Dame. Fucking in my boots. Got diamonds on my cooch. My pussy is forever. That's Julie Andrews. It'll be like on my album. It'll be like that's Dame.
So Prezi okay. Skit. No. Homegirl got skills and she got flavor for sure. So all right. So I remember the first track that you did was what was it?
Road
Hopeless. Dopeless.
Boat, yeah.
Dopeless. Hope Fiends. But so that's cool. So that got you the itch.
That was like a joke, kind of.
Right.
We were just like goofing around.
But it got you the itch.
And
right?
Then when I went into the studio for the first time, I was like, this is obviously
your
the
calling.
Greatest. Nah, I didn't know. Like, I don't even.
This
like,
is
I
obviously.
Like I was like, this is obviously the greatest thing ever.
Really?
Like, being able to, like, be creative in that way and then go into,
and
like.
Spew shit
yeah,
out your mouth.
And, like, not knowing anything about, like, the technicalities of, like, how to rap or really just not knowing anything, just knowing that it was, like, one of the first things I ever actually enjoyed doing.
Right. Well, that's, you know what? That's a gift. Seriously.
Yeah. I've hated almost everything my whole life.
That's a gift.
Like, everything's fucking stupid. Like, that's like...
No, but that's a gift. I mean, to have something that you come upon that, like, lights you up, flips you, you know, flicks your boat, flicks the little light inside you. That shit is a gift, you know? And to be able to focus on it. And I take it that, you know, focusing on this comes naturally because you love it. Yeah?
Right, yeah. But, like, understanding fully that, like... Like, I have to, like, I'm learning still, you know?
Of course. You're learning what? You're learning the...
Like, how to fucking rap. Because, like, okay, the first couple of songs I wrote, like, all I knew how to do was, like, blah, 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 rhyme the last word.
Right. Like,
not really.
You like, get my mellow. I meant your fellow. Don't stop rocking to the beat. Say yellow.
Not even that just good. Right. Like worse than that. Like blah, 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 blah. Hat, blah, 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 blah. Cat, blah, 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 blah. Matt, you know?
But you know what?
Like to learn how to like build on that. And
But you've come upon your own voice.
Right.
Which is what's good. You know what I mean? You're a young white girl from Westchester, and we're going to listen to a couple of tracks and then talk on it. Why don't you play one of your tracks?
We'll do, and
it doesn't matter. Do you have the titles? Jenny has all the tracks up there.
You want to start from the beginning or do something
I don't give
new?
A shit. You play a track. We'll play.
All right, put on the song Making It.
We'll play a couple minutes. We'll play a couple minutes and then we'll talk about it. You tell me about it and then we'll go back. We'll go all over the place.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I stole this beat off the internet.
That's all good. Everybody steals shit.
Everybody steals shit. That's what I love about a rap, too.
My song about making it. That's good. Nothing says we're gonna make it like a violin symphony. Feel when the girl you sent on the coffee run gets better seats and then beat you out for the Oscar, huh? Stop all that gossip, hun. You're gonna feel awful, brah. Throw my ass a party at Roscoe Chicken and Waffle. What? First on the stage saying, oh, thank you. We made it, we wished it, envisioned it, prayed it, we prayed it. Kanye invaded. I gave him a face, the bitch. I ain't no Taylor Swift. So close, I can taste it. This is finally my moment after so many wasted. Going way beyond my dreams and I barely even chased it. But fuck the business, I just wanna be pretty and I just want them to find that autistic kid who's missing in the city. Plus I want a picture with Missy. Plus I want to get fingered by Drizzy. A contract from Disney, a boyfriend from RISD, a house, a picket fence, and an adorable Jack Russell to catch my fucking frisbee. If I want all this shit, I guess I better get busy. Even if that means I gotta start dissing going at Nicki. That could be tricky. Damn, why am I so dizzy? Let's take a break and reconvene at 11:50. And this is my song about making it. Yeah.
All right. That's the first track that you played for me last week.
Yeah, I don't know why I like that one. I feel like I like struck an appropriate tone on that one.
You dropped Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in there. Mm-hmm. So you just wrote this shit recently, right?
No, not that recently.
So had you been to LA before?
No.
So where'd you get the Roscoe Chicken and Waffle reference?
Me and my friend Kyle Raps, who's a really good rapper, and he's my friend. We were just kicking around lines.
Is he black?
Yeah.
Because black dudes know about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. It's like the first thing you know when you come out the womb is Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I've never been there, but I know when I'm legally able to drive, I'm going to go to Roscoe's Chicken and what? All right. So your boy, what's his name again?
Kyle Raps. He's a really good rapper.
Big up Kyle Raps, you motherfucker. Yeah.
He's like one of the people who's been helping me a lot with like just like learning and getting better.
Is he around your same age or he's a little older?
He's a few years older.
Yeah. And he's been rapping for a while.
For a while,
so he sees a little talent in you. He wants to bring you up. So he gave you the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle.
Yeah, we'll just go like.
You were just writing shit and then.
Yeah, and he's got a little home studio. So
got it.
Just like.
That's pretty
work
good.
Work on shit there. Yeah, it's been great.
That's pretty good. So let me go back a little bit. So okay. Right. So this just came upon you. You didn't aspire to be a rapper.
No,
so,
I was always a fan. Like in ninth, maybe like eighth, ninth grade, I just like started buying all the Tupac CDs. That was like the first person I remember getting.
Eighth and ninth grade. That's the first time you started listening
like,
to hip hop.
Like buying, like full albums, mm-hmm. and just like being obsessed with them for reasons I didn't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, like I listened to like a lot of bad rap. Then like. No, I don't know. That's all right.
Yeah, you know, I interviewed Ice-T, right? And yeah. I was talking to him about, you know, he was talking about what constitutes whackness. Because being whack is a term. First of all, hip hop, right? So hip hop is a blanket statement, a blanket term for like various art forms under the same umbrella.
Breaking, graffiti.
Right.
DJs.
Right.
What's the other one?
Rapping.
Beatboxing.
Rap. Yeah, rapping. So he was talking about whackness. What constitutes whackness? And you know, I was talking about like rap groups like Beastie Boys and stuff like that. But the truth of the matter is, every one of those rap groups had a place in the evolution of of, you know, rapping, for lack of a better word. But anyway, so you came upon 8th, 9th grade. You bought Tupac records. Your mom and dad threw you out the house. They said, that's it. That's it, little M.
You don't
M.
even know who our little girl is anymore.
That's it, little M.
She just told me to go fuck myself.
That's it, little M.
No, for some reason, I just... Oh, what's that?
That's a sample from Cypress Hills.
Your wife gave me a Cypress Hills CD. I've been listening to it in my rental car. Yeah.
Well, which one? Because that's probably my
Skull
fucking
and Bones.
CD. And
want it back? Too bad. No,
Hold on a second. I'm y'all. That shit is ill. She just like slings my motherfucking CDs. Cypress Hill. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't remember. What was I saying? Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to hook you up with a dope ass. This is like one of the most, this is the first Cypress Hill track I had ever heard. Okay. And I was like, what? This is like 1991, okay? Hip hop had just started going from, it's tricky to rock a rhyme, this right on time is tricky, you know? Mm-hmm. Run DMC pop bullshit to like maybe gangster rap, East Coast, West Coast bullshit. And then along came... Actually, there's a remix of this. Hold on.
Hey, don't miss out on what you're passing. You're missing the hooter of the funky Buddha. I loot out your fucked up styles that get wicked. So come on, it's like we're starting to kick it. Cause we're like the outlaw started. We're suckers are hiding. Jump behind the bush when they see me driving by.
Anyway, that's Cypress. Let me give you another one. So. I'm gonna give you another one. I'll say which one I'm gonna hook you up. Let me see. I'm gonna hook you up. Let me see. I love this shit right here. Make a Move. Only because it opens up with. Yeah.
The path of the righteous man is beset
taking selfies
on
right
all
now.
Sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he.
We're gonna go like the break style, all over the fucking place.
Didn't you have a podcast called The Breaks?
Yeah,
that's not this though.
No.
What happened to that one?
My boy James, he just moved up to Sacramento. Anyway, this is the.
And furious anger, those who attempt to poison
and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance on you. Here we go. This is for you.
Smoking MCs like the bowl of food.
Shit.
I'm running in my
blood.
You the one that's stuck to the rhythm of the 4 degrees. You're the prisoner in the temple of thieves. Moving up, just moving on up. No doubt we the number one crew kicking more gas.
Anyway, there you go. I shouldn't have played the whole intro, but she gave you a fucking Cypress Hills CD.
She was like, educate yourself.
Definitely, Cypress Hill is definitely a good place to investigate original rap style and rhythm. Definitely original shit. DJ Muggs. That's their fucking
DJ Muggs.
Anyway, so what I wanted to get at though was, so you started. How'd you get into your entertainment business?
I started out as a PA, like a production assistant,
right?
Just like a girl who gets coffee for actors,
right?
Just jerks actors off for like $10.
Got it.
That's good money though.
Yeah.
You know,
you stroke them.
Yeah, about 10, like 10
I mean,
bucks
you gotta stroke. You gotta stroke them. $10 a day.
It's clean work because you just get those gloves.
Yeah, you know. It's really good. It's really inspiring.
Okay. And that's when.
It's really inspiring.
Yeah, that's really inspiring. That's like, pick up your bomba clad, your fucking PA motherfucker. $100 a day, man. Where the fuck are you gonna make $100 a day, fucking ass? From the actor. Yeah. Anyway, so that gave you the impetus.
The only like person I ever like took a picture with that I met, like I met like a, like tons of, you know, whatever people, famous people, whatever.
Right.
The only one I ever like talked to and took a picture with was
you don't give a
Method
fuck.
Man.
Method Man.
He was on The Good Wife.
Damn.
And I wasn't even working on set that day. I was working in the office, and I literally left the office. I started stalking the set.
Yeah.
I ended up getting myself in a situation where I was smoking a cigarette outside, just me and Method Man. And he's like, shit, if you love what you do, you're never working. And I ain't worked a day in 20 years. And I was like, I love you so much. And then we took a picture.
That's true.
We smoked a cigarette.
That's true. I think Ron Jeremy.
And now I'm a rapper, and I'm like, I'm never working again.
Ron Jeremy, actually, that's his quote. Ron Jeremy is an old school porn star, real fat, chubby Jewish dude.
Yeah, I heard
and
him.
That's his. That was his quote. He was like, yeah, if you like what you do,
if you're fucking all day,
if you're fucking all day, if you're a fat slob and you're hitting the poontang every single day, then you're having fun. It's really not work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's true, though.
Yo, how do I post a link to this so I could put this on Twitter and tell people to listen to
it? Oh, this?
I don't want you to think I'm, like, not listening to
you. Don't worry about it. Like, don't even sweat that shit. Fuck tweet. Don't worry. You tweet tomorrow. When the shit is downloaded, they can download the episode.
Oh, they can download
the
episode? I don't totally understand.
Yeah, yeah. I'll school you up on this shit. Big up, you motherfucker.
It's called the internet.
We download shit. We
Superman.
Anyway, so don't worry about it. So you know what? It's time for another, hit me up with another track of yours.
All right, put on, Kiss the Ring is,
Kiss the Ring, the bling bling.
My first rap show I did, this like blogger just said I was just like the fucking worst. So I wrote this song.
Oh, I like this
one. It's a two short beat. The best I've ever rapped is the second verse. So if we're only going to play half, play the second half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first half is what? Like it's 2 minutes? You can play the whole song if you
like
want.
A minute or something.
Started at a minute.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Because I want to play about 4 or 5 of your songs. Yeah, I don't want to play just all. Here we go.
Too sharp beat. Ring now you can kiss it. Here's the ring now you can kiss it. Here's the ring now you can kiss it. Young, broken, tasteless. Baby, I ain't brainless, but I'm almost shameless. One hit away from being almost famous. As of today, you call me almost famous. I'll make this painless. Steel is stainless. Hands on my chain, will a scissor a gay bitch? Is that the type of shit that I can even get away with? Plus, she was Haitian. Super dark skin, making voodoo bracelets. Put a hex on my pussy. Does that make me racist? Does that even make sense? Would a sorority chick punch a date rapist in the face till it tamed him? Had him on his knees saying amen. Reversed it and date raped him. Him now with date in, doing cock push-ups on his dick every day since.
Doing push-ups on his big up, you motherfucker!
One of this girl's critiques of me was that she said I looked like a teenage sorority girl.
But that's good.
Would a sorority girl punch a date rapist in the face till I tamed him? Had him on his knees saying amen, reversed it, and date raped him. Now with date in, doing cock push-ups on his dick.
That's dope. That's dope. I like that shit. Yo, to the bitch that told my girl, MC Squared, Little Freckles, you know what? You can go eat a bowl of dicker. You know what I'm saying? You can. Matter of fact, go get yourself a big supersized box of bowl of dickers and get some 5-day-old expired rice milk and swash that shit up in your motherfucking gargle face. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, you whatever know what? He said. Words, whatever he said.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this. You're gonna pursue this.
Yeah.
You're going to get criticized up the ass,
yep.
Especially that you're a female and you're white. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You need to use that to your advantage, all right? And I was telling you, we were talking. I said, you know, I asked her where she's from. She said, Westchester. I know Westchester, right? Westchester's just north of the Bronx. And I'm like, what other towns are there? Scarsdale. I was looking for an S because it's got to be straight out of Scarsdale. You know, that's what it's got to be. And it's got to be like, bam. You know what I mean? It's got to be like, you know what? Fuck it. This is what I got, and I'm coming at you. You know what I mean? And that's what you got to do.
Straight out of Scarsdale.
Yeah, straight out of Scarsdale. I'm telling you, man. My man E-Rock was supposed to come today, but, you know, I mean, he's working on an album. But I'm going to hook you guys up together. Mm. Let me see. Here's another Cypress Hill track. I'm just trying to school you. Because these dudes use like these rhythms, and they're samples from other. This is like from Ozzy Osbourne's band. I always forget his fucking name. The band, Ozzy's band,
Steel Train. Nope.
No.
Something Train.
No, that's
Crazy,
that's,
Train.
That's Crazy
song.
Train. That's
What's
the
that
song.
Guy's name? What's yeah, the name it's all right. Of the guy's band? No, I forgot.
Anyway, that's. I want to get high, so high. I want to get high, so high. I love this fucking beat. I want to get high. Taking hits from the bong. Listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are off the hook. Thank you. Black Sabbath.
There you go.
The slamified, Buddha-fied funk on my discus. Anyway, that was Jenny. She just gave me the Black Sabbath. I'm the worst with fucking names.
Crazy times.
It's crazy. You know, and I haven't smoked a fucking bong in about 24 fucking years.
What's my name?
Jenny.
No.
Is Janiqua.
No.
It's Janiqua.
No, it's Jenny. It's Jenny.
Jenny. I know your fucking name is Jenny. It's Janiqua. It's going to be Janiqua from now on. No, but I do forget fucking names, titles, everything.
It happens to the best of us.
Oh, no, no.
Once
but
we hit that time, you know.
No, it's not that time. This has been happening to me since I was 14. Anyway, so you know what I like about you, Little Freckles, what I like about you is that you're developing your own style, your own voice, which is great. Because, and I hate comparing people to whatever, but for instance, when Eminem came on the scene, it was completely different. And you see me, I'm playing Cypress Hill, because that's completely unorthodox rap sound. This is completely, no one was doing that. No one was rapping. First of all, they rap about getting high. 99.99% of all their song is about getting high or shooting you up or shit like that. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The lyrics don't really matter. But when you can be a really good lyricist, have your own sense of style, your own voice, and have dope beats, you know what I mean? It's like,
ching, ching.
Yeah. Well. What's better than that?
Better than that is being like, wow, like I made that and that's dope.
Right. What's better than that?
That's like the best feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. I even like just when I started like going to studio and recording, like I tripped out so hard on the fact that like ain't like I could just go in there, talk into this thing, and like 2 hours later a song exists.
Right.
That didn't exist two hours ago.
Right. And it's recorded.
Me, and
it's you.
And I could go home, put it on iTunes, like my iTunes, right. And I put it on my fucking thing.
Yeah, and listen to
Anybody
yourself.
You can do it.
You'll be like, you motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Big up for the iTunes. Big up for self-promotion in my ear hole. Love it. I fucking love it. I love it. I think that's dope.
I couldn't even believe that, like,
Okay, so have you done some research as far as are there any, obviously there are white female rappers out there, right?
I seen a great one two nights ago. I did a show at Los Globos.
Yeah?
I just went up and did like one song.
Yeah?
And like before me, this chick did a whole set. Her name is like O'Blimey.
O'Blimey.
And she's from California, I don't know where. She was so good. It was one of those moments where I was like, I might just have to quit because I might never be that good.
Yeah.
But it was just like I was inspired. I was like, that girl's so great.
Yeah. But you know, that's one of the things.
I think it's great. I think like chicks need to like support each other.
Yeah, I think chicks.
And not compete with each other.
I don't know about chicks supporting each other.
Okay,
No. I think you're right. I think it should happen, but I don't know that really happens. You know what I mean?
Like, I think it's happening more and more.
It happens? Good. No, yeah. It should happen. I see it on, anybody watching the Olympics, I see it when the females snowboard, when they do the slalom, one beats the other, they hug each other, they're like, oh, yeah. but in general, I think chicks are catty, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, girls can be mean to each other, but I think the whole movement now is be nicer to each other.
Yeah, it should
and
be.
And be supportive of each other.
It should just poke somebody in the eye
That's
if
the
you
new
really
school
mean
shit,
it.
Okay? Yeah. I'm talking about new school
new
concepts.
School shit. New school, yeah. I got you.
It's called be nice to each other.
The millennium. The millennium
the
shit.
Very difficult concept
the millennial
for guys
shit.
To grasp.
I got you.
We don't get that.
So, okay.
Female-wise, though, Salt and Pepper, obviously, like, I bow down.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Like, can we just play, like,
Ooh, baby, baby. We fuck with that song all the time.
Salt and Pepper's here.
Salt and pepper's here. That's the shit. Are you kidding me?
Even like none of your business. Yo, oh my god.
Salt and pepper here. Put MC that, Light. That, MC Light was dope.
Can we
too.
Put that on?
Salt and pepper?
Just put on like, yeah, like none of your business.
I got you. I got you. No, I got you. No, no, we're not. I got you.
Take guy. Home with me tonight.
Do you know MC Light? Remember MC yes. Light? Do you know the old school rappers like Roxanne? No. Roxanne Shanté, real Roxanne. Mm-hmm. It was just like that. Anyway, okay. Keep talking. I'm gonna get into
who I'm giving skins to.
Yeah. I'm gonna find. I love that shit. So you let me clear my throat. All right, salt and pepper.
So how long have you been out here?
For a month, and I'm leaving on Saturday.
Yeah?
I'm done with this.
You're done with this shithole?
Tinseltown Dick Riders.
What are you taking back?
I think
from
I'm going to write a pilot.
Did you get anything from this place? From Los Angeles?
Yeah, I mean, I got out of New York for February, which is the most depressing month to be in New York.
And it was cold, too, so you missed a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, no good. Redeeming qualities about New York at this particular time.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
Fuck that. Like,
yeah. There's literally nothing
New
good.
York is fucking ridiculous right
everyone's
now.
Everyone's depressed. I talk to my friends. They're...
This is the shit right here. If you don't know anything about this shit, motherfuckers, clean your asshole, get some Q-tips, swab them around the inside of your ear, and pay attention. Get up on this! Get up on this! Get up on this! Right there, that hook right there is dope. You can do many things with that hook. Salt, 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 and pepper's here. Salt, 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 salt. All right, that's salt and pepper. For those that don't know. Salt and pepper's the shit. I'm sorry. That shit is
so
unbelievable.
Good.
Unbelievable. But MC Light was also a trend-setting female rapper right. Because she started rapping on an intellectual tip. You know what I mean? It wasn't about taking your man or I'm a better rap. See, MCing, rapping came about from, you know, braggadocio. I'm better than you. My DJ's better than you. I got, you know, blah, blah, blah. And at some point it went into, you know, talking about I take your hoe and all this other shit and, you know, and then it evolved. But so which leads me to the question of, so the negative stereotypes and the negative perspectives that rap music has. Do you think that has gotten that it's kind of subsided somewhat since like the evolution of hip hop and rap, or do you think that it's still the same? Do you think that because I mean I've read a couple of articles recently about you know some white dude in Alabama telling some black kids to lower their radio or whatever, you know some bullshit like that. And I got to be honest with you, about a week and a half ago, it's about 9 a.m, and I got this dude. I'm driving to Paramount Studios to sell some cocaine to one of the executives over there, and I'm going down Highland and it's bumper to bumper and I see this dude next to me. All I hear is Old Dirty Bastard. First of all, 9 a.m. is not Old Dirty Bastard time.
It's
you know?
Totally appropriate.
Right. That's what I'm saying to you. To me, I want to listen to some mellow classical jazz, some shit that'll ease me into my day. You know what I mean? So I turn around, it's this white dude. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's a trip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do you think, what I'm getting at is I had a judgment on him for listening to rap at that time in the morning. Right. And, you know, I'm like, you know, That's where I come from. But anyway, so do you think that, like, for instance, is this a way, obviously this is not a way for you to say, fuck you, I want to do this. This is something obviously that you found and you love. But at the same time, isn't it a way for you to say, fuck you, this is me, this is where I'm at?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that, like, that's like what the nature of the music is too. It's like just the aggressiveness of it. And the fact that it is like fuck you music.
Yeah,
a fuck you kind of person.
Yeah.
And
you are a fuck you kind of person.
Yeah, and
so rebellious. You've always been rebellious.
I never like found that like with pop music, like with a lot of pop music, like I didn't really see myself in any of that and I didn't really relate to that.
Right, but you weren't I got it. You weren't related.
You know what I mean?
You weren't related to that, yeah.
But like what I related to were these rappers.
How about
so, like,
rock?
I actually had nothing.
Rock and roll. I mean, did you ever relate to any of that stuff? Never?
Just like the way rap music sounds.
Right, right.
Like the rhymes.
Right.
And just the overall.
Right.
Just like aggressiveness of it was always...
And do you feel like
Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have brothers. Yeah.
Brothers. How many? Yeah. Three?
Three.
Three
well,
brothers.
Well, one real and two step, yeah.
But still, and they're older than you?
Mm-hmm.
So were they always cool with you or did they pick on you or did
no,
you
No, we're always cool.
Okay, cool. So
I was more of like a beast than anything.
Right. So it wasn't like you had to fucking fight them and you have all this pent up aggression and shit like that.
No, I mean like for sure, we all, I think, want to say fuck you to our parents.
Right. I did too, but I sold crack. That's how I did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck you, mommy. You're not going to tell me shit. Anyway, yeah. But you did the rap. You got into the rap, which is good. This is going to pay off for you. I'm telling you. I'm going to see how I can get involved in producing your first album so that we can make some cash. You know what I mean?
I'm looking to make at least $30 to $40 off rap music.
That's cool, man. We could do that. We can do that. We can get some burgers.
Yeah.
Astro Burger, that's
well,
nice.
Dinner's
burger.
On you.
No. I'm taking you to a burger joint tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Astro Burger ain't shit. Trust me. So, what do you think?
Are we really going to get burgers after this, or can we order a pizza? I'm fucking starving.
No, burgers.
No, we're going to go to
Dinner's
Joint in LA.
It's a ritual. It's a ritual.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Big up D-Town Burger, you bomba clad motherfucker.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You're making unbelievable right now.
We got you. Okay, so hook us up with another track, because I know your tracks are all different. They all sound different.
All right, play Freak My Freckles.
Freak My Freckles, yeah.
This is the last track I did. My buddy, Alvy the Skywalker, he's a rapper, he produced it.
What's his name?
Alvy the Skywalker.
Alvy?
Yeah.
The
Skywalker.
Alvy the Skywalker.
Yeah, he produced
his
track.
He's going to have to change that name, you know. George Lucas sued Luke Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck is Luke Campbell.
You know who Luke Campbell is? Go ahead, play that track. I'll wind up Luke Campbell for you.
That's just how loud it is. You don't have to turn it up.
That's all right, that's cool. I like that.
That's Schoolboy Q's voice. I have a great Schoolboy Q story after this story.
I'll be in the 7 minutes in heaven. I'll be with Kevin. I just met him. He's a vet. The summer's in Connecticut. Total fucking dimwit. Very proper etiquette. But every single second with him was like a sedative. He was betrayed by his melanin. Looked white, but he said he was from Lebanon. Or is it Lebanon? Let's move on. Backed up a limousine. Grape pond. No sandwich. Straight grape pond. Girl on girl on girl on girl on girl.
What's that?
Gate pond. At Trader Joe's cutting coupons. I'm a boombox, but a Tupac. Two wasp ass soccer moms told me to stop. Two soccer moms just got dropped. Fuck yeah, do that shit. Fuck yeah, do that shit. Fuck yeah, do that shit. Fuck yeah, do it. Lying face down in the grass. Bradley Cooper's math tattooed on my ass. Bradley Cooper's math on my ass. Really, how's that? Bitch, don't ask. It's Thursday, let's throw it back to bulimia. And pipes are crack. Oh boy, don't I miss that.
God damn it, I really miss that. Quick, then I'm back. Quick, then I'm back. Take one drag, then I'm smoking a pack. Smoke one pack, then I'm buying a carton. Yeah, I know that shit might not be smart, but I ain't a quitter once I get started. Ain't no beginner when shit gets dark and bitches sparking, sipping, sparkling. Dick gets hard, I keep them barking. Bring those freckles off your face,
please. Bring your freckles, yeah. I don't know what
so the guy who was on that track, Schoolboy Q, who we sampled with that freaking freckles on my face, last night he tweeted out, he dropped his album yesterday, and I really love him as a rapper. And
he tweeted out,
L.A., everybody come to the Hooters parking lot across from the Staples Center. I'm doing a free show. The whole city's invited. We got down there so quick. It was amazing. Kendrick Lamar came out. It was so good. A couple thousand people were there. I think. That's my guess. I don't really know actually how to count people accurately, though. But I had a guess.
You count saying. Their legs, and then you divide it by two.
Very smart.
It works for arms, though,
right,
too.
Let me see if I can get this Two Live Crew me so horny. There's always a fucking ad on YouTube, and the ad plays really well, and when the video comes on, it's like, I want to shoot these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ain't that some shit? You fucking, mm-hmm. the fucking...
Oh, the fucking ad streams like immediately.
Streams like nothing.
It's in, it's in fucking super HD.
Yeah.
4K.
Okay, here we go. What's going on here?
Is something wrong with it?
So that's a sample from, I think, Full Metal Jacket. Some Vietnamese hookers going, "Me so horny," when the soldiers come out.
Yeah.
And then Luke Skywalker, he got sued.
Sitting at home with my dick hard. So I got the black book for a freak to call. Picked up the telephone, then dialed the 7 digits. Said, "Yo, this Marquis, baby, are you down?"
Me so horny. Anyway, that's Luke Skywalker. That's fucking Two Live Crew. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you haven't really explored a lot of other genres of music, and I suggest, you know, as an artist, that you do, because I'll be honest with you, like all these dudes that you know, Jay Dilla.
Mm-hmm.
Tribe Called Quest, all these dudes they're engulfed in all this music that not necessarily is rap or hip hop per se, but they integrate it, they get loops, they get hooks, and that's how they create original music. But also, you know, that's how you explore.
Well, sometimes I don't listen to other stuff. It's just like I see myself most.
No, like engulfed in just
in rap, yeah.
Yeah.
But like I have like, if I put my iTunes on shuffle,
yeah,
it can be very embarrassing.
You know what you could do, which is what
you got
I do.
Marky very Mark and the Funky Bunch.
No, you know what I do?
No.
I go to YouTube.
I
go to YouTube and I'll play a fucking track. YouTube is great.
Oh, yeah.
Except you can
find anything on
except
there.
For the ads. But so you go on YouTube and then all these other tracks that are related, and then you just get lost in all these other tracks, yeah. And you're like, wow,
go down the wormhole.
Yeah. But you learn and you start feeling stuff. So okay, so hit me up with another track. How many more tracks would you like to play?
Oh, I don't care. Whatever. We got
how many tracks do you have right now? You said you had about 16. Is that what you said?
I have like 30, I don't know how many are on there. Like 11, maybe 7 left.
Seven left. Pick another one.
All right, here. This is the second song I ever wrote, and you could just see how, like, I've gotten better. Dancing on the D.
The progression.
Yeah. So, like, the tracks I just played were more recent. This is the second one. This is, like, the most embarrassing intro I've ever
had.
Show
some
respect. Oh, okay. It's the summer low frats. That's when I was happy during the summer.
Uh-huh. Summer in the city, acting young and reckless, looking young and freckled, got the deficit attention. Pay you by the hour, but I can't pay attention. I think you said I love you, sorry I was not listening. Treadmill running for that summertime conditioning, and we're fucking at your place if you got air conditioning. Report to the rooftop, this is a dance.
So there you go.
So tell me about your family now.
Your brothers
obviously have listened to
your
music.
My brothers are cool.
They've listened to your music.
My mom will come around. Yeah, yeah.
Your mom is completely not with it.
She's not with it.
She's not with it. Rightfully so.
But she might get a house out of this.
Yeah, but rightfully so.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
She's like, yeah.
I get it.
How about your dad?
He's cool. Actually, he's cool.
Your dad
is like... I've heard filth before, kid.
How old's your dad?
He's like 62.
62. What'd your dad do for a living?
He was a musician.
Really?
Yeah, and he like is in the restaurant business.
He was a musician?
He still is. He still like plays.
What kind of music did he play?
He plays and writes the guitar, the piano, and he sings. Like folky, kind of rock and roll, folky.
Kind of like lounge.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. You know, he's like
'80s
music.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah. And your mom? What did your mom do?
My mom was like an actress. She's an artist now.
Paints.
Yeah, she is. She's from like a more like conservative, wrong word. Irish Catholic family.
Yeah, conservative.
Yeah. They didn't talk about dancing on dicks.
No.
In Newton, Massachusetts.
No, not at all.
At Sacred Heart High School.
Pick up your sticks. That's what I meant. Pick up your sticks. No dancing on dicks. No. No pole dancing on penises. No, that's not going to happen. So, no, I hear you. So your dad is open-minded. Your dad knows that, hey, this is part of the flavor of life right now.
You know, literally, he's like, I've heard smut before.
Yeah. He knows it's just whatever.
Yeah.
So go. Tell me about the performance that you had the other night.
At Los Globos?
That was yesterday? Or the other night? Two days ago. Los Globos.
Los Globos. There was like a lot of really good rappers.
My friend
is a rapper. His name is Kosha Dills.
Kosha Dills, yeah.
Kosha Dills. Dills with a Z.
Because Kosher. That was taken already. So he went with Kosha.
Well, you gotta
Kosha Dills.
Plus you might offend somebody, so you gotta go Kosha. Because you do the ER,
right.
you're gonna upset somebody.
If you do Kosha, then that's racist. But if you go Kosha, then you can, you know, black
Some
people.
Jewish people might be.
No, black
about
people
that.
Could say it. Right, you know what I mean? Anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a rapper. He performs all over the place and he was doing this show.
How do you know him?
I know him. He's friends with like my friend Kyle.
Okay.
And we just kind of all like know each other.
Got it. Well, that's cool. So he invited you. He said, come down to Los Globos.
I was like, I'm in LA, et cetera. He said, come on, do a song.
So tell me about that. Was it a good experience? Because that's kind of ballsy. You've never been there before. Was he there? He was there.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah. I came on during his set.
Okay, so he gave you some space.
Yeah.
Some time.
Right. And I've done like a few shows in New York before, but you know, I didn't feel like great after it.
No?
It was fine. It wasn't bad.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't have my live game down yet, and I know that. So I know I have so much to work on in that department. And it only comes from doing it more.
Yep.
So it's like you got to get through these.
Yep.
Also, like I don't even have like my shit organized as far as like having like proper live tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Like the rhythm so you can rap too.
Yeah, with like, you know, with like just like a track with the beat and then your like dubs or whatever.
Right.
I don't even have that shit in order. So
you feel comfortable with your voice as a female rapper, as a rapper?
No, I'm still working on it.
You're still working on it.
Absolutely.
So where do you see your voice?
Anytime, right now I think it's way too high.
Okay. That may not be a bad thing though.
Are you smoking cigarettes?
Yes.
Oh,
can you hear that?
So your voice is a little too high. You want it to be a little bit more deeper?
Well, I just think that...
Like, and you don't quit.
I've even heard with, like, Salt and Pepper and, like, Light talking about it, how long it takes them to find, like,
their voice.
Tone for
yeah.
their... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just takes a while.
Absolutely. Sure. So you want to get your persona, your stage persona, right?
Yeah. No, not even persona. Like, I feel like I'm just me.
Uh-huh.
Here or on
but
stage,
you
want to
have your act.
But to have that, just like to have that sound right, to like get your live beats right,
mm-hmm.
To be confident enough just to walk up there and be like, mic check, turn this one up, turn this one down, start the track over.
Without,
I see people do that all the time.
Without acting like you're doing that.
Yeah, without acting. Like you're right. Just like to actually be like, oh yeah,
like,
that
yo,
mic
yo,
does
yo,
need
yo,
to be louder.
Yo, check.
Yeah, like, it's
yo,
not
yo.
Like a comedy routine, but like I'm like, oh, I actually know that mic does need to be louder, and then maybe that one needs to be lower.
Like check, yo. The levels be good. The levels be good. Yo. check. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
I hear you. But there's also
a lot of work to be done.
There's also a comfortability with your presence that, you know, performing live is another story.
Yeah, you know,
I make people laugh, go on stage, put a mic on, and then, you know, it could be awkward. You have to know who you are, what your place is within the context of an audience, within the context of the space.
Absolutely.
And the volume of sound that projects, you know, it's bizarre. So that's cool, man. That's cool. Let's do another track. Let's do one more, maybe.
She's gone.
Yeah, she'll be back. Okay. We'll do one more track, and then we'll come to a clip. Clap see. Your dough, stab.
What else should we do? Let me see. What do we have left? You throw on. I don't even know. What do we have left? Rookie of the Year. Put on Rookie of the Year. This one was the first one I made where I was like, that's half good.
Yeah? The first one that
the
you
first
thought.
The first one I was like, I am getting better.
I can
for
make
sure.
$30 a year doing this.
I can
this.
Make $30 to $40 off the rap game per year for sure.
Like the star, the star, the star, the star. I don't need supervision, I got supervision. He was super in it till the super finished. Speeding towards the guardrail, standing on the third rail. One finger salute to everybody to whom I have something to prove. Set fire to your house, make a liar of your spouse. And Kanye came on my Hamptons blouse. You don't fuck with me, go fuck someone else. And if you won't stop twerking, get the fuck up out my house. Since I was a kid, I related more to Eminem, Pop, Big, and Dre, and them than I ever did to Katy Perry. Whatever the fuck she was saying, I'm not trying to diss, but she's all city. I'm one of a kind, bitch, you can't fuck with me. I'm not a hot girl, I'm a smart girl in my own world. I done walked in here, feeling like the motherfucking rookie of the year. I done walked in here, feeling like the motherfucking rookie of the year. But I can't belong to you, I belong to the world.
Yeah. All right.
I like that line. I don't need supervision. I got supervision.
Keep super in it till super finish.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
So we're coming to a wind down on the motherfucking Nestorious.
Cool down period.
Pop goes the weasel. The weasel. Third base.
And the weasel goes pop.
You got to look up third base. Third base. old school. White rap band. White. Blanco. Judio. I think they were both Jewish. MC Search and Prime Minister Pete Nice. The motherfuckers are dope. So, we're coming down. We're coming down to a wind down. So, real quick, your Facebook page?
I don't have one of those, but I got
Facebook
a Twitter.
Facebook page is for pussies?
Facebook's going down,
it's for
man.
Fucking lames and
Facebook
squares.
Facebook is fucking bullshit. Facebook.
Actually, I think there's too many moms on Facebook. Until everybody's aunt gets off Facebook, I'm not participating.
LinkedIn,
I think my friend did actually set up a Facebook page, but fuck that. You don't need to go to that.
Right,
I got a
Twitter. You want Twitter?
At Lil Frex.
F-R-E-X-X-X.
I didn't.
Okay.
C-K-S wasn't available.
Got it.
Neither was one X
so,
and Y
so,
have two. Like
so little like L-I-L-F-R-E-X-X.
Yeah.
At L-I-L-F-R-E-X-X. That's right. Pretty cool. At Twitter.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, that's dope. That's dope. Rich, just to give Rich a minute here, Rich did a little, What would you do today? You were like featured on a movie.
I was a featured extra.
Yeah,
for
he's
the past
fried.
2 days.
He's fried. Oh, he's yeah. fried. So he's we're all doing some shit in the business.
I was playing an Amish guy, an Amish dad,
an Amish dad.
Man, I had a big old beard. Yeah. Amish dad. I was making shitty jokes all day.
That's funny.
Because they were busting us around. I'm like, what is this, Amish dad?
So no Facebook.
No,
that
hit
shit
me
is
on
whack.
Twitter. Yeah,
hit you on Twitter.
Moms, get off Facebook.
Yo, on that note, you can catch
us.
You can catch Nestorious. You can catch Nestorious.
Get me on LinkedIn.
You can catch Nestorious Public Radio. Facebook.com/Nestorious Public Radio. Like us. I don't know why, but just do it. You know what I mean? iTunes, right? Check this out. This is instructions. Make sure that you go to iTunes. Turn your motherfucking iTunes on. Go to the preferences. Say automatically download or update new podcasts when they are available. Right? Subscribe to our shit, man. Check it out. Tell your friends about it. You know what I mean? There's some porn stars on Skype. Skid Row Studios. There's some pot smokers. There's all sorts of shit. Go to skidrowstudios.com. Navigate through the menu. Check out the other shows. The other shows are pretty wild. This place is fucking hopping and a skipping. You know what I mean? NestoriousPublicRadio.com at NestoriousNYC on Twitter. What the fuck? Have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta...